My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Leader. Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Something weird happened in the association last night. Not something weird. Nothing weird necessarily happened. And by the way, when there is trade news, we will have it for you.
Yeah.
Right here on ESPN 1320. That doesn't just go for the Insiders with myself and James, but that also goes for D'Lo and Kenny, which is coming up at noon. They will hang out with you from noon to four. What?
I love it. You never make a mistake there.
D'Lo and Kenny, dog.
D'Lo and Kenny.
KC, no KC. No KC during Super Bowl week. We'll talk about the Super Bowl as well. But we'll have any trade news that comes down. We will have it for you here, breaking it all down with Kings Insider James Hamm. Of course, subscribe to the Kings Beat at thekingsbeat.com. You can also subscribe to the Kings Beat podcast wherever you get your podcasts. In the NBA last night, the Thunder lost.
Yep.
And the Timberwolves lost. That's not that weird.
Nope.
Teams lose. But what that did was the following. It put the Los Angeles Clippers, Oklahoma City Thunder, Minnesota Timberwolves, and Denver Nuggets into a four-way tie for first place in the West.
Yeah.
Technically. The Clippers are the number one seed. They're 34-15, which gives them a .694 winning percentage, so they are technically the number one seed. But then OKC, Minnesota, and Denver are all 35-16. That's crazy.
Kyle, it's crazy, and it also makes you wonder why you have to announce all-star starter so early when a team is the number one seed and you decide to give them two all-star representatives because they're the number one team. And then a couple of days later, they just happen to be the number three seed. I'm not saying that Minnesota is bad or anything, but like it's a flawed idea. The premise is flawed.
It's not that Minnesota is bad. Minnesota, I actually think I was wrong on them. They are way better than I thought they would be.
Yeah.
But the whole premise of, well, Karl Anthony Towns gets in over Domantas Sabonis because, I mean, they're the one seed. They deserve to have two.
Yeah.
What if they're the four seed? That's a possibility. They could, by the All-Star game in, what is that, a week and a half?
Yep.
By the All-Star game, they could be the number four seed.
Yeah.
Rolling in with two All-Stars under the reasoning of, well, they're the top seed in the West.
And their coach is coaching the All-Star game. Again, I know you got to have people.
I think Chris Finch is great.
Yeah, they've got to make
big Chris Finch
travel
guy.
Arrangements and stuff like that. I get it, but it just seems like he kind of went a little early on this one.
I don't want to dive into the whole all-star snub thing. We all know we're all there.
Yep.
Just make it 15 player roster. Expand the roster. That's it. That's the solution. Or if you don't want to go to 15, which is the size of an NBA roster, go to 14.
Okay.
Do more. I don't think that cheapens it at all because you're already getting injury replacements and stuff. You're already probably getting about 14 or 15 guys who are all-stars every year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It opens the door to allow you when, I don't know, when Chris Paul says that he's going to hang him up, this is his final year, and you want to do a Chris Paul little farewell tour, and he's playing 6 minutes a night for the Magic, and you want to get him into the All-Star game. That way you're not like necessarily it just makes all the sense. That's all. Because like you said, they have to announce him early. They got to make travel arrangements and this and that. But it's just, no, Minnesota, they get two. Well, obviously, Kat gets in over Domas because they're the one seed and the Kings are just a five. So Karl Anthony Towns gets in.
I have a solution.
Now they're number three by way of tiebreaker.
I have a solution. You do a 15-man roster.
Okay.
And you don't do an injury replacement unless two players are out.
There you go. Look at us solving the world's problems.
There it is. If you lose two, then you can refill the roster with the two.
Yeah.
If not, you got to lose two in order to break back in.
Yeah.
Because you can play with 13. I mean, they're already playing with 12.
12, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like this is something where we don't need to get into the snub. But
no.
Yeah, it just feels weird that a team that, again, you want to celebrate, like, oh, they're the number one seed, and now they're not the number one seed, and we haven't even got to the game yet.
How many games are there till the break?
The Kings have like five or six.
The Kings that they could theoretically, the Kings could be ahead of the Timberwolves by the All-Star break.
Hey,
yeah, Valentine's Day. So they have five games.
Look at the standings. If all of those teams lose five straight and the Kings could be tied for first in the West if everyone...
with no All-Stars.
And with no All-Stars. Hey, we're tied for first in the West. Either way, that's why when a team is fifth... Now, the Kings are tied for fifth in the West.
Yeah, but okay, that's the other aspect of this.
Yeah.
So let's get out of the top four for a second.
Yep.
You have the Kings at number five. A game up, well, tied with the Suns. They've played two more games, so they're a game up in the win and loss column. Or no, I'm sorry. They're game up in the loss column, game back in the win column.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a better winning percentage. So they're five. The Suns are six. And then there's the Pelicans. A half game back.
Yep.
A game back in the loss column of the Kings at the number seven seed.
It's really interesting. There's a four-team block at the top and mm-hmm. a three-team block that's the next group.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's separation.
Yeah. And then there's the 8-9-10, which is Dallas, the Lakers, Utah, and the Warriors are 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Rockets are 12, if you want to throw them in. And that's the next, I think, all of those teams, save for maybe Houston. So let's do Dallas, LA, Utah, and Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
And even Utah, I don't fully believe in, but they do a nice job up there.
They did get Kevin Knox.
They did just get Kevin Knox, you're right.
Game changer.
But then you get Dallas, LA, Golden State, Utah, where any of them could be the 8 through 11.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those teams missing the play-in tournament wouldn't surprise me at all. Any of those teams making the play-in tournament and winning and going on to play in the first round of the playoffs wouldn't shock me at all. It's funny. There's that really clear kind of three-layer delineation.
Yes. It's very odd.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to guess that the Kings are going to, they're going to be in that middle group for a while,
mm-hmm.
but pushing to try to get into that upper group. All of these games around the All-Star break are really difficult. You play Denver three times. You play OKC again. I think you have a game against the Clippers. But then there is another stretch of games where, man, you got a homestand you could win. Yeah, like there's definitely some winnable stretches here.
Between now and March 1st, that includes the All-Star break. The Kings play, what is that, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games between now and March 1st. In that stretch, just to drive your point home, they have Denver, at Oklahoma City, at Phoenix, at Denver, at the Clippers, home Miami, at Denver, at Minnesota.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's what, 8 of the 10?
Yeah, so the Spurs and then the Bulls and the Pistons
So 7 of the 10.
Yeah. But then, again, you get to that Bulls game on March 4th. You got Bulls, you got mm-hmm. Lakers, you got Spurs, you got Rockets who aren't playing as well. The Bucks are a really good team, but the Lakers again. Mm-hmm. The Knicks are okay,
The Knicks are good, man. The Knicks can play.
They are, but like whether they're healthy or not, we'll see. And then you've got the Grizzlies, and you know we know what's happening there. We've got Toronto, which Toronto could look much worse. We've got the Wizards. You got a game in Orlando. Like there are a lot of winnable games in that stretch. So 11 games there where I could see them easily go 7-4, maybe 8-3. Hey, that's how it's the season is a game of runs, man.
Yeah.
And as long as you don't go 1-5 on a stretch or just completely fall apart and go 0-5 on a stretch here, I think that they've got a really good shot.
On December 30th, the Knicks, I'm sorry, I'm hung up on the Knicks now.
Yeah.
On December 30th, the Knicks got blown out by the Pacers 140-126. That dropped them to 17-15 on the year.
Okay.
Two games over. On February 6th, they are now 33-18.
Oh.
They've gone 16-3.
Well, that's pretty good.
That's crazy.
The same with the Cavs. The Cavs
are smoking hot right now.
Yeah, I think the Cavs are 14-1 or 13-1 over the last 14. Yeah, they've been really good. Yeah. So.
No, and I think that's where if the Kings are going to get up into that, so there's the three tiers of the West, right? There's that top tier, which is all tied for first and second place right now. And then there's the next tier down, which is that Kings, Suns, Pelicans tier that we talked about. And then there's the guys battling for the play-in. If the Kings want to get up into that first tier, I think this is where we're going to find out if they're even capable of it.
Yeah.
Because if you go Denver, OKC, Phoenix, Denver, and you go like 1-3 in those games, it's just kind of like, well, just a little bit behind.
You're going to be behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, but you could easily track down Denver. You sweep Denver. Okay.
Right. And that's the flip side of this.
Yeah.
That's where I think they can really make some hay, because if you go Denver, OKC, Phoenix, Denver, and you go 3-1 instead and beat Denver twice.
Yeah.
And then maybe go into OKC and beat them.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're going, all right, hey, here are the Kings. They're now, they'd be 12 games over.
Yeah.
It'd be 12 games over. They'd be a couple games back of Denver, right?
Well, you're forgetting Detroit tonight. So if they beat Detroit, that would put them at 10. So if they go, no, you're right. If they go 3-1, that'd put them at 12.
Okay. Yep. That's what I thought. I had the math right.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to me for getting the math right. Yeah, so this is just a huge stretch for them, but I think if they're going to really, really, that to me would be a sign, okay, this is a team capable of hanging with any team in a playoff series. So, you know, fingers crossed, right? I'm not calling them championship contenders, but you just feel better about them than you had at any point this year.
Yep.
If they go 3-1 in that stretch, right? But we'll call it 4-1 because we'll call the Pistons too a win. So if you go 4-1 in that stretch, I still think you'd need one of those Knicks or Cavs type of runs where you go over 15 games, you go 12-3.
Okay.
Or something like that where you really establish yourself, you really separate from everybody behind you, everybody around you, and you go make that significant run to try and get into the top like two or three seeds in the West.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah, I mean,
because they haven't really had that yet.
Yeah, the big run
that just sustained.
Where they have
15 game stretch where they just kick ass.
Well, I mean, you could be in it right now. You just don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, the Kings have they've played extremely well.
6 of 8.
6 of 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you need to, I mean, you need to string it together, but that would be really difficult.
Yeah. But yeah.
Just because of the stretch ahead.
So if they win this one, they'll be 7 of 9. And then if they go 3 and 1 in the 4 after that, they're at 10 of 14.
Okay.
With a bunch of wins against the Denver, OKC, Phoenix, Denvers of the world. It's an important stretch, man. I know everybody's been saying it, but just seeing it now within the scope of what the conference looks like. And then there's the Clippers on February 25th.
Yeah.
2 days after, the All-Star break ends.
Well, I mean, just looking at the Kings' strength of schedule for the remainder of the season is a 525 win percentage. It's the fourth most difficult strength of schedule in the league.
Man.
Yeah, that's not easy. And after tonight, it's going to get even worse. Once you get past Detroit, that's probably they'll have the toughest strength of schedule, I'm going to guess,
yeah,
remaining in the game. The Kings only have 33 games left.
Mm-hmm.
It's so wild, man.
And I think that's also a little bit of where some of the frustration has come with this team this year, is how many games that there have been there for them to win, or how many winnable games they've just not been competitive in.
Yeah.
Because, man, if you win that game against Golden State where Klay hit the game winner.
Okay.
You win that one. You split one of the ones in Houston where they just got smoked twice.
Or the Hornets or the Blazers.
That was
stretch.
That's later in the season. Yep. You had a couple more. There are so many games on this schedule where you look and go, they either could have won that game or they didn't try in a game where they were the far superior team.
Yeah.
Blazers, Hornets, things of that nature. So that's, I think, where a lot of the frustration comes in for me this year. Is like, yeah, they're good. They're in the 5 seed. They're about where they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
You see improvements from these guys. These guys maybe, Fox has been up and down lately, but Domas has really taken a leap. And you see the steps forward from Keegan Murray. And okay, that's all great. But man, there is a really easy path to the Kings being like 15 over right now.
Yeah.
And when you look at the rest of the West, it's like that's a tough pill to swallow.
So Kyle, I guess the next logical question is who would you rather play? Like if you're the fifth seed, the Kings are the fifth seed, right? You don't want to play Denver in the first round. Just for my money, you don't want to play Denver in the first round. Right.
I want no smoke with Denver. I think Denver is a team that they're 35-16 right now, but Jokic has missed a couple of games. Jamal Murray's missed some time. They have the vibe of a team that is going to look dramatically different in April and May and June than they do right now.
Well,
that's scary.
I would also point to, like, people are, oh, it's a good matchup. You know, you've played well against Denver. I would just point to what they did last year in the playoffs, where they went 4-1, 4-2, 4-0, 4-1. So they went 16-4 in the postseason. They ran over everyone. Yeah. It wasn't even really all that close. And so that's where you're like, hey, you should probably try your best to avoid that team. But I'm okay with OKC. Like, if there was one team I'd want to play in this grouping, I'd probably circle OKC because I think you kind of have their number. I don't want the Clippers matchup. That's to me a really tough one.
Although the Clippers thing is interesting because you don't want the matchup in a vacuum for sure. I don't disagree.
Yeah.
But what does James Harden look like in the postseason? Do Kawhi and Paul George withstand the rigors of a 7-game series? I think those are questions that, I mean, we can't answer until we get there.
And do they even make it to that? I mean, that's sure. That's always a question. Like, sure. What does Kawhi Leonard look like in game, 84 after not playing even 60 for most of the last 5 years?
Yeah. So that would be my one thing with the Clippers. Like I said, if I'm choosing matchups, I'm not necessarily choosing them, But if the Kings get matched up against them, I think those are legitimate questions for LA.
Okay.
Going in.
I'm kind of okay with Minnesota too. Minnesota has a long athletic players. But the Kings have, you know, they split the season series. I know Ant-Man is become like the NBA like darling this season,
mm-hmm.
Even with a couple of weird missteps, like off the court missteps. Mm-hmm. But he is becoming like the media darling. And just for like sake of argument, like, you know, he's like a surefire all-star, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, his stats aren't as good as De'Aaron Fox's.
No.
Yeah, they're just not. So, I mean, he's averaging...
When you watch him, the idea of Anthony Edwards is still better than actual Anthony Edwards at this point.
Yeah. And look, he's going to be phenomenal,
mm-hmm.
and he'll probably lead the league in scoring once or twice in his career, or at least mm-hmm. give it a really good shot. Mm-hmm. But we're really... I mean, he's not there yet, but he's already been anointed.
Well, yeah, you see the ascension, and then you see the it's happened a couple times this year, but the game against the Warriors where Draymond's chirping at him and he's like, what are you going to do? And then Anthony Edwards comes down and scores like 12 points in a row and puts him away.
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
It's like those kind of viral moments.
Yeah.
And then you talk about his press conferences and the juxtaposition between him and then De'Aaron Fox being like, I don't even care about being an all-star.
Yeah.
And then Anthony Edwards, who went last year as an injury replacement, going, I don't count this. This doesn't count. Mm. I want to be an actual all-star. Like, those are the differences in, I think, being a media darling and being a really good player who maybe doesn't get propped up as much.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm intrigued to see, like, where this thing all ends up in a couple of years. I mean, yeah. Especially, like, Fox is now, like, one of the league leaders in steals. He's up to 1.8 steals per game. Mm-hmm. Like, you're seeing him go, okay, wait, if I'm going to get skipped over, I need to actually... Like, we need to win games, and I need to put my stamp on games in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I would still like Minnesota. They haven't been there. You know, like they lost 4-1 last season, and in the postseason, the Kings gave it a much better run. Like, the experience level really isn't there for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm intrigued as far as a matchup. I don't want. Yeah, if you had to play the Clippers, you had to play the Clippers, but I don't think I want any part of the Clippers just because they're playing really well. I don't know that I want any part of the Phoenix Suns just because
go ahead. Finish your thought.
I don't like it. I'm just going to say it now. I know that that's not going to be officiated evenly.
That's a good point.
It's just not.
No, that's a good point.
It's not going to get officiated equally.
Mm-hmm.
And so that opens a door for a team that might not be as good as you, but has bigger stars to actually beat you.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. On the other hand, Phoenix is not deep. Like, the Kings top to bottom are better.
Yeah.
And you talk about injury stuff with the Clippers. Are the Suns going to have all three of their dudes in mid-April?
No, that it's a great question. And, you know, Bradley Beal's up to 27 games. He's on a list of like six players who have already been eliminated from postseason awards. Marcus Smart, Bradley Beal, Joel Embiid, I think, is right there. Kyrie Irving is already on the list. Like, there's a bunch of dudes who are already not eligible for postseason awards because they've already missed more than 17 games.
Man,
it's wild. Dang. But I mean, look, I think the other thing is a 35-year-old Kevin Durant, it has to play 37 minutes a night right now for them to have a shot to win. And he's played 44 games. Booker's played 42. Like, these guys are, in order for them to win, they're going to have to play major, major, major minutes all the way down the stretch. They're relying on a guy like Eric Gordon to play 30 minutes a night, man.
I've never seen somebody who's a good three-point shooter miss so many threes.
He doesn't against the Kings, so.
I cannot remember the last time. I know it's happened, but in my anecdotally, in my headcanon, I've never seen Eric Gordon hit a three.
Wow.
It just, I swear, every time he lines up from 38 or however, he never shoots a normal three, too.
Yeah.
It's always above the break, 6 feet behind the line. Like, bro, take a step forward. Anyways, Eric Gordon. The good news for the Kings is they probably aren't going to have to play the Pelicans.
Yeah.
For the Kings to play the Pelicans, they would probably have to be the 4-5 respectively. And I just, don't think two teams in that top four are dropping out.
It's possible for the Kings to go 3-6 and play the Pelicans. But if you're the Kings, like,
who would you rather play? Here we go. New Orleans or Denver?
In
the first round.
Neither. Like, I'm taking Denver.
I get why. I'm taking New Orleans still.
Okay.
But I'm really, really big on Denver, and maybe it just is a better matchup for the Kings. But okay, so you're taking, this is going to be New Orleans or Minnesota?
Minnesota.
New Orleans or OKC?
OKC.
New Orleans or the Clippers?
Toss up, but I'd probably rather play New Orleans, even though you have had a couple of games last year where you beat the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
The Clippers are just, like, they don't just have long and athletic guys. They have long and athletic superstars.
Killers, yeah.
Yeah, who have done damage for years and years in mm-hmm. Kawhi and Paul George. And,
yeah.
I think that would be a problem. Like, I'd rather face the Suns. Yeah. I would rather face the Suns than most of those teams, because you're right. They have no depth, and like, their stars are having to play major minutes and even like some of their role players. Eric Gordon's 35 years old playing 30 minutes a game.
Mm-hmm.
What's that going to look like in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not like he can stop anybody on the Kings.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I'm a big scoreboard watcher guy. I will look at the standings every day.
Yeah.
And I just think it's so fun. I think it's so fascinating. But the good news for the Kings is I don't think they're going to wind up playing the Pelicans. The Kings would really have to go some, or the Pelicans would really have to go some to make that happen.
Well,
where it is a 4-5 or a 3-6.
They also, at this point, they have 25 hours, 3 minutes, and almost 30 seconds.
30 seconds
to make a move that would let you match up better against the Pelicans and the Clippers. And that's why we bring these teams up. You don't have the players to match up against those teams. And even you can throw Minnesota in that. There's a lot of players you can throw. There are a lot of teams you can throw in that. Do you have the group that can match up? And I don't know the answer to that. Well, I do know the answer. As of right now, you don't. You got, 25 hours and 3 minutes and 2 seconds to do something.
All of the reporting around the deadline would indicate that there's not a lot happening around the deadline. Let's talk about what that means for the Kings. Let's talk about what that means for the West. And I'm going to the Kings game tonight. And there's something that I've never seen at a Kings game that I would like to see tonight. We'll tell you what it is next on ESPN 1320.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2. Sacramento's sports leader.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.